Chapter 3. Why Sacred Cows Deserve to Die. We're not philosophers, theoreticians, or brilliant academics. Frankly, we're not even that smart. One of us didn't break 900 on his SATs. Although, in his defense, not knowing the word Lilliputian is more a reflection of not having read Gulliver's Travels than a lack of intellectual aptitude. Anyway, we all know those tests are culturally biased. We just can't figure out which culture is catching all the breaks. Be that as it may, we've pooled our meager brain power and come up with a reason for killing sacred cows that even geniuses like Copernicus, Marie Curie, and Wayne Newton have never thought of. Sacred cows deserve to die because by killing them, you can save time, money, and lives. Perhaps you're thinking that in business, lives aren't frequently at risk. At first blush, this is true. But waiting for the second blush has bought us a fishing shack on the Delaware and a slightly used jet ski. These sacred cows of business can kill, because if you keep wasting time and money, you'll be broke in no time. And if you're broke, your husband or wife might leave, taking the house and the kids but not the mangy, farting dog. And at that point, what have you got left to live for? QED, baby. Blindly following firmly established rules can be a comfort for a while, but ending up poor, homeless, lonely, and smelly is nobody's version of a happy ending. It's essential to spot the kinds of thoughts, sayings, and directives that create tunnel vision and stymie growth. Once spotted, they need to be stamped out. For years, we labored under the assumption that cows cannot walk backward. We thought that when they wanted to return to the barn, they had to make wide, cumbersome U-turns, like 18-wheelers trying to do donuts in a 7-Eleven parking lot. Looking back, we have no idea why we believe this piffle. Perhaps as children we were lied to by a drunken dairy farmer. Anyway, of course cows can go backward. Which shouldn't surprise us, after all, because sacred cows go backward all the time. The majority of these business aphorisms revolve around how great things used to be, and how much better it all was then than it is now. In that regard, studying these sayings is a lot like talking to your great-uncle Charlie. We have no idea why almost freezing to death in the Hurtgen Forest should be preferable to playing skee-ball at Chuck E. Cheese's, but Uncle Charlie certainly...